Hello and welcome to Evolve Pipedrive podcast, where we talk all things Pipedrive, sales, apps and Pipedrive marketplace. My name is Bruce Bignall, I'm sales director here at Evolve, and today it's my great pleasure to be joined by Erman Ergun, the channel marketing manager at Jotform. Jotform is a fully featured online form builder that makes it super easy to create forms and collect important data. Now, I'm really looking forward to this conversation with Erman today for a couple of reasons. One, because Erman is a marketing and operations expert. Having studied electrical and electronics engineering, he's great at thinking logically through processes and overlaying marketeer's toolkit to B2B problems. And two, because Jotform is on the Pipedrive marketplace, ready for you to try out, and we'll have links in the description below. So, Erman, thank you very much. Nice to see you. Please, can you introduce yourself and Jotform to our audience, please?
That was a wonderful introduction. Thank you so much for that, Bruce. I wasn't expecting that to be that wonderful. So I'm really glad to be here with you today. A little bit about Jotform. Again, as you mentioned, we're an online form builder, but I personally believe that we're much more than that. I mean, we were maybe and just an online form builder 4 years ago, but now we are an all-around solution for any type of business that are, first of all, looking to get rid of paper. That's a big thing. I mean, that's simple. You know, like automation and getting rid of paper is really looked maybe over most of the time. But yeah, that's basically what we do. We ease the day-to-day process, sometimes even more for any type of business, mostly, you know, B2B, what we're looking for. But we have customers from all over the place, all over the world, all over, like we are industry agnostic. Anybody would want to collect leads, right? Everybody would like to collect data. So as long as you have a functioning computer, you're good to go with Jotform.
I like a functioning computer.
Yes, the asterisk, it has to be functioning. Otherwise, Jotform is not like we cannot be responsible. No,
we can't help everyone. Sometimes you have to, there are stages to where we have to help you. Okay, that's great, right? So I think I told you about this before, but a lot of our listeners are already on Pipedrive or they're considering the CRM switch. So I think whatever we come up with today, it'd be really good for you to obviously just go a little bit, we'll dive a little bit deeper into that Jotform, the platform and things like this. So obviously you said it's changed a lot in the last 4 years, right? So what has changed in those 4 years? You know, we might touch upon the COVID piece, but what has changed and what does the current Jotform team look like now?
Sounds a really good question. So actually Jotform was founded in 2006, all the way back then. But since we are a bootstrapped company, our founder, Aytekin Tang, never took any venture money or anything, just slowly but surely built up Jotform all the way from back then. So when I first started with Jotform in 2018, we were around 3.5 million users, something like that. Mm-hmm. Still was really impressive and big, and still was really a highly functioning SaaS tool for people to collect data and everything in a good way, easy way, fast way. Anybody can build a online form, drag and drop. But after that, we started growing more like rapidly, and then we have always been listening to our users, but now we took action for those feedbacks of theirs. And then we started launching sub-products of Jotform, such as PDF editor, Jotform tables, Jotform approvals, our mobile form version, our mobile app builder, a lot of sub-products that goes really well hand-in-hand with Jotform and makes it an all-around solution for businesses, so they do not need to go out and look for different types of solutions. They can handle everything just with Jotform. So once that happened, also, you know, a lot of people were asking about those, so they were happy, and also newcomers were more relaxed, and you know, they were easy. It was way more easier, and it's fulfilling to use Jotform, I guess. And some people, like I'm reading some tweets now and again, seeing that Jotform is my life, and you know, maybe it's a little extreme, but I get the, you know, feeling, because most of the businesses are relying heavily on Jotform nowadays because of its many different aspects of you know, services, not only form building. But obviously, we are a form builder at the end of the day. So yeah. that's our main logic, and we are focusing on that. We're not trying to spread ourselves too thin. We are trying to improve ourselves all the time, you know, getting rid of bugs, making our product better, because that's the important thing too. You can come up with many different sub-products, but if your main product is not that good, it's not going to be good at the end of the day. But
yeah, which kind of leads me to a question. Like, on that team development, have you seen an increase or an over investment now in the delivery side, or like the technical team? Is this all in-house? Are you outsourcing this? How's that team?
We are all in-house. So we have our employee number grew incredibly too. Even when I was there, the number was pretty decent. And now we have functioning teams. Like each team, we have product teams, we have growth teams, we have a marketing team in US, San Francisco. And all people are working, and we have support members all around the world, because in order to cover the time zones and everything. Mm-hmm. So the product teams, each product team is working on a different product and making a great job with it. And the marketing team is trying to come up with the best way to, you know, show our new products to the world, you know, like it's show JotForm to the world. Our growth team is constantly working on coming up with new campaigns, trying to increase the user experience, like make it better. Also deal with any type of, you know, product related, like what can we do to reach to a larger audience? Like,
yeah,
as it sounds like, you know, that we're growth. I'm a part of the growth team.
Yeah.
I was always been a part of the growth team, and it's really good. It's a big challenge. You know, we have huge challenges over the time we had, and it's good. It's a great feeling to see your actions actually, you know, matter and see the results of your actions and keep JotForm growing, and but always, you know, being cautious about, like, not trying to, you know, go out there too much. But I'm pretty happy with the way, like, my experience wise, it has been wonderful for me, because I've been with a lot of different aspects of the marketing team. Mm-hmm. And I think it's invaluable, definitely. I will not be able to, because marketing, when it comes to marketing, it's not better. Like, you have to be, it has to be practical. Theoretically, you can learn so much, but when it comes to the real world, it's always changing, as you mentioned, the pandemic and everything, which also leads me to say that we are really big on the healthcare industry too. And during this pandemic period, we try to do our best to help out to those guys and created specific toolkits, templates for them. And we started this Corona Responder program that we did not charge anything from those guys. Normally, our HIPAA compliance was under a silver package. HIPAA compliance, okay, meaning for US customers, they have to be, if they're dealing with sensitive health information, they have to be HIPAA compliant, and they have to use HIPAA compliance tools and products. So we offer that. That's a big aspect of JotForm. And the past 2 years, I believe a lot of people chose JotForm because of how great it was when it comes to healthcare related services. Generally, mm-hmm. I want to say not only hospitals, not only doctors, but anybody from the healthcare sector, COVID testing. We have been big. Yeah.
Yeah. And you touched upon it earlier. Obviously, you mentioned the states there. Not just from customers, but from the team being in, is it San Diego, did you say?
It was actually San Francisco.
San Francisco. I don't know why I said San Diego. Maybe I was thinking about Anchorman.
I lived in San Diego for 3 years.
but this is a global company, right? So and obviously you're in Turkey.
Yes.
You're servicing all over the planet now.
Yes. We are, like, we have always been, even when... First, we started with the SF office and the Ankara office. Ankara is the capital of Turkey. So we started with two offices, but we were still serving the entire globe, because it's an online tool. Anybody can create an account from anywhere. And we have been going really strong with localizations, translations, and everything. It has been going great. And now we have offices in San Francisco, London, Sydney, Ankara, the capital, Izmir is a great city in the west coast of Turkey. And also, we now are opening our new office in Istanbul. Probably heard of, yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, I saw you hiring.
Yes, we are hiring in the Istanbul office. And it's great to be a part of that. I'm really curious about how that office is going to turn out to be, because it seemed amazing in the renderings and everything in the photos.
Yeah.
And Istanbul is a very fast-paced city. Mm-hmm. I know for a fact that anybody who's looking for a challenge, I don't know, anybody from your listeners, maybe, you know.
Yeah, definitely check it out. We can put the links in description if you need it. It might be slightly out of date by then, yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's quite interesting, right? So from you also said something before about the kind of taking away paper from the office, or taking paper out of the business from their day to day. Has COVID, did that accelerate any trends that you guys were already standing on, and what has that meant for you guys moving forward, from like an ideal customer profile standpoint? What does that mean? So if you're trying to digitize an office space use less paper, what trends have you seen, and what does that mean from the kind of the customers that you're trying to find? Are they using a system like this at all, or is this a brand new, like, what would be the first step, or how would you?
Well, great question. So like, it definitely showed us the trend. I mean, COVID generally, this pandemic showed the world that we need to go digitize, because it's possible, right? Everybody can work from home, and like, you don't have to go to a certain place to do something. I think a humankind, just out of the blue realized this. It was always at the back of our heads, you know, like the world was digitizing super fast, but although it was a terrible situation, it sucked. It was so terrible, but still, maybe it gave people to a view of how things day-to-day work can be done using tools, online tools.
Yeah, I think it accelerated the digitization trend, right? So that's why it's quite interesting about you said about removing paper from these offices. And
I mean, that was our, you know, go paperless was our motto. I mean, since being like forms, when you see some forms to anybody, they ultimately, they're in the line in the DMV filling out forms, or like waiting in the hospital, you know, filling out forms. Again, always that clipboard, that pen that doesn't write, that doesn't have any ink or whatever. It's always like a terrible process. Like when forms are always associated with negative thoughts in people's heads, but that's why we're trying to make that easier, because and they are here to stay. They're not going away. Like it's a great way to collect information before to make things more efficient and increase the productivity of your organization. So that's how JotForm comes in play. It gives both the user and the company a great way to collect and also share information without having to go through all that negative, things, the pen and paper. Going into the office, they can fill it out before, visiting, for instance, a patient can fill out the necessary information that the doctor needs before going in.
Yeah.
So maybe he or she does not need to go in at all. So it can be determined by that. For instance, a very annoying to go there and see that, come back later or did not have to come. So this digitization process definitely helps out. And JotForm, again, helps out really big. And this past 2 years, we saw that trend. The medical sector.
Were there specific industries that have really lent in on it? So obviously healthcare.
Governmental organizations. Right. And education, higher education, universities, colleges. Also e-commerce, online payment type of things. Restaurants. They weren't able to get anybody seated. So started food delivery, and JotForm made it possible. You can list all your goods and services. You can add an online payment option right there. You get a new submission, new order. Just got the money and prepare it and serve it to them to go. Before that, we're also helping out the summer camp photographers. I mean, industry agnostic, as I said. Anybody.
Yeah. I was going to say that, and it probably fast forwarded some other industries that typically would have been very paper-based, so like construction or real estate, you can now, you know, capture that data much earlier.
Mobile forms, for instance, is huge when it comes to field workers, because they are sometimes working in offline conditions, which mobile forms allows them to still be able to collect information even without any internet connection, which then gets synced up when they're again at a place that can get in which they can get a service. So you name the industry, I'll give you the feature. So
yeah,
it's always like that. But paperless, I like the word paperless. Pretty straightforward, very basic, but you know, gets the message across.
Yeah,
I love it. Yeah.
So what would you say is that? Obviously, that was a motto for the business for such a long time, but is that a deciding factor when it comes to why people choose JotForm, or is there something else that's probably a stronger pull why people make that switch to digitizing?
Yes, again, a great question. So as I mentioned earlier, we have a lot of sub-products and it's like a complete solution. That's why people go for JotForm too, you know, not having to pay different solutions, a subscription fee. Yeah. They can handle it if they can. They can handle it with JotForm. Also, we are huge when it comes to our templates galleries. You know, people who are looking to, like, maybe they do not know what to do that well, and JotForm is here to help, you know, with over 10,000 templates with every, like, many different industries and job types, use cases. It's right there for your using. Again, medical sector, our HIPAA compliance is great, and we have proved ourselves by working with many different hospitals, many different doctors, you know, healthcare professionals. JotForm proved itself. So that's really great, because it's not a joke. Healthcare is no joke, and you have to be sure when you're using a tool. So people are coming to us day after day because of those aspects, but obviously those are just the ones that are like standing out. As a tool, people trust a tool that is being used by more than 16 million users.
Yeah, which is crazy to think, right? So 16 million users, that's some journey in and of itself to be bootstrapped from the beginning. I love those stories, you know.
And I saw it when it was 3 million. So imagine me, you know, going through this ride. Yeah. It's been wonderful.
So let's not get too doughy-eyed and look back. What does the future look like now, right? So whether that's from a platform standpoint, whether that's from a team expanding, obviously the Istanbul office is big.
Yes.
And there's nothing quite like the in-person collaboration of having an office. So
exactly.
what are the plans for the business there?
Actually, JotForms, again, we are always like, we care about our users, what our users say a lot. So if they are looking for, like, if there's enough people that saying, I want this feature, I want to be able to do this and that with JotForm, we make that happen. We create a, like, if it's viable, if it's feasible, we want to come up with a new product that will better the day and ease their process. But generally, right now, we are more focused on, you know, again, bettering our product, existing product, but obviously never stopping the improvements. Lastly, we created this JotForm mobile app builder. So it's a web app building tool that anybody can create an app. It's easy. It's again using the same JotForm account. And it was a big hit. We always launch our products on Product Hunt. I don't know if you're familiar with. Yeah, we're big on Product Hunt. We love getting to hear what people are saying. We recently won the Golden Kitty Awards for that. So we were really happy about that. So again, JotForm expansion is still going. You know, we are hiring. Always, we love new talent. We love people to, you know, who will work really nice with us, with a great culture fit and everything. Our United States offices are hiring. We are also hiring in when it comes to salespeople, BDMs, for our JotForm Enterprise plan. JotForm Enterprise plan is a plan that you can use JotForm with multiple users, and it comes with many, many different features such as white labeling, you know, dedicated server. It's designed for large corporations and companies like Red Bull, Disney are using it, using JotForm for their companies. So in, when it comes to that, that portion of the things, we are going out there, you know, selling that with a custom pricing to those guys. It's really powerful, very powerful.
That's great. I mean, what does that then mean for, obviously, you've so much development team coming into this and so much focus around the app and other things like this. What does that mean to for integrations like with Pipedrive? So how do the two systems work there?
Yeah, so we are always like, I love it. I love the term integration, and I love it when it comes to SaaS products because it gives, like, it opens up doors to a lot of new possibilities. You know, like it makes like the tool a super tool, you know, like tool on steroids, whatever you want to call it. Because once it's connected, if that tool isn't capable of doing that, whatever that the other tool does, it gives a way to, you know, create an automation for your business. Again, as I mentioned with JotForm, obviously, if there's a CRM tool who's doing really good, such as, you know, Pipedrive, we would want to integrate with that tool because it will benefit us. And also mm-hmm. the Pipedrive users, it will, like, it's a puzzle piece, which with every piece, you get a better look at the complete picture. So we are always looking for new integration partners, always, because obviously they need to be a good fit with us and everything. Mm-hmm. There has to be a certain demand from our side, our users' side. And with Pipedrive, it has been quite a while. Again, I believe more than 2 years or something before COVID. And it has been going strong since then. A lot of users are using Pipedrive and as a CRM integration, but we are always open. Like we have teams who are looking solely for integrations, and we have another team who is looking solely for payment integrations. So we love integrations. We because it makes our users' experience better. We can expect more and more integrations, and we announce them most of the time in our newsletters. So once you create an account with JotForm, you will start receiving those newsletters monthly. And if there's something new, a new product, a new integration or whatever, we announce it through our newsletter. And also you can find an article about it in our blog, which has links for more detailed information on how to use it. Also, our YouTube channel is big for that. Tutorials and videos and recaps. Those are the ways to get a hold of those.
We touched upon your development team growing, your sales team growing. It sounds like your marketing team's growing as well in terms of what they're able to put out, which is great. Yes. And just on the integration between the two systems, so this is a native integration. And obviously you can have event triggers or collect data from your forms. And then would that then automatically update in Pipedrive? How's that working?
It's basically, you know, instantly syncing new contacts, deals, or, you know, straight to the sales pipeline in the Pipedrive version. So it's really, really like set up the integration and forget about it. It's that simple. Since it's a direct integration, it's a native integration, it's more reliable than, for instance, Zapier integration or Integromat integration. Yeah. Also, they're great as well. They allow those tools that allow people to, you know, connect different tools. I don't want to be anti-Zapier or something, but obviously direct integrations are better, but it takes more manpower and everything. It takes more time for my integration team day-to-day work, so it's not that frequent. So companies who want to do integration, start an integration with us, we mostly, if they're not like up there or if our backlog is too full, we share them our API documentation, and if they can do it, well, we are more than happy to let them create the integration. But with Pipedrive, it's a direct integration that has been set up over 2 years ago, proved itself. People can use it very easily and safely. Whenever, whatever form you connect it to, lead gen form, any other thing, you want to see it on your CRM tool. And the portion that you want to see it, also, that doesn't transfer everything. You can customize it, and it syncs automatically. Once you receive a new submission, it's there, right there in your CRM tool. And also, it gives you a better filtering option when it comes to your CRM tool. So, because you get all these different form elements, all these different fields, that you can group and filter while you're, you know, trying to finalize deals. Maybe they'll pay more attention to more solid leads, and maybe you like go after the weaker ones later on or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just really important to, if you collect the data early, plug it into your CRM, and it's then that's always with the business then. And it allows you at the later stage to do those filtering options for call lists or whatever it might be. So we'll make sure we get our demo integration piece in the links description below.
Yes.
So people can see how the two systems do work there. But yeah, I mean, that's great. So before we kind of look to wrap this up before the final couple of questions, a little bit about you, right? So obviously you came from that engineering background. Yeah. into marketing with the kind of operations, mindset. But what is the journey to being a channel marketing manager at a fast growth company like Dropform? What's that been like?
Yeah, my journey is not like a... There has been a strong turn in the way. I graduated from a university called BCAT in Turkey from the electrical engineering department. So it was pretty good as well, that one. But the workload was intense, definitely. And the internship that I got during my time as an electrical engineer, I'm still an electrical engineer, but I'm ashamed to call myself
once,
that.
Once an electrical engineer, always an electrical engineer.
But still, I'm ashamed. Call myself that because I know how great works that my colleagues do all the time. But don't get me wrong, I love marketing as well. I found out this way. I got my MBA from San Diego State University right after I graduated from electrical engineering, because I thought that, you know, I got to do something different. And what can I do without risking and losing everything that I've built up so far? And that was a good fit, you know, a good segue. And then I met a lot of people. I got to work in the United States for a while. And as you know, in MBA, you get a lot of different lessons, you know, finance, accounting, marketing. Marketing really struck a chord with me. And also my personality and everything was good. It was a good fit with those guys. And I wanted to move forward with that. And after I worked a little bit in US, I came back to Turkey and found Dropform here, and they were looking for a person in marketing operations field. And that was, I mean, I was always adapted, like I was well adapted to a fast-paced and a heavy workload type of situation for my undergrad. And this was, again, similar situation, because we were smaller back then, but our workload was still high. So like we were sending out newsletters to millions of users. We were setting up campaigns, and again, no room for errors right there. Because one little mistake, a million people will see it.
I'm sure there are some stories in the early days.
There's a lot of stories in the early days. a lot of late nights. So, but again, I'm grateful for all of them. Made me the person that I am today. And I was also lucky enough to go through different departments in the way, because I started with the operational stuff, and then I moved to a more like digital marketing type. Again, it's all called digital marketing, but I focused more on the type of advertising, SEO, SEO work, content work. And also, like after that, we started these partnerships, we have an affiliate partner program, solution partner program. We are looking for different types of channels to even, you know, sell Dropform further, you know, like if there's a good fit. Now I'm more in a position that I get to talk with a lot of people, you know, get to know people, get to know our customers, trying to still find out the ICP for new channels, because we know our existing user base. We know our existing ICP for our normal plans, but I'm also looking for a thing that maybe never was discovered before in the time of Dropform. So we are doing mostly user research at this point, and also we are running the affiliate program, solution partner programs. By the way, they're both going great. anybody who would like to, by the way, let me do a shameless plug here once more.
That's cool.
Who would like to, I would like to join, more than welcome. If you think that you have the correct audience and if you have enough link clicks, general website visits, or if you just think you can get the job done and come and start earning with us.
Yeah, nice.
So my journey was like that. So now I'm here and I started as a more like a different job description. It was always under the umbrella of digital marketing and marketing in general. Get to meet with a lot of amazing people. Get to learn a lot from them. You know, crisis modes always make you more like a grown-up. every single crisis. So it has been great, but generally I love right now what I'm doing. It is a good fit for me. I don't know, maybe one day I'll go back to electrical engineering and blow up something. let's not
do it. Yeah, well, it's always good to, when you build your house, you don't have to pay for the lecky then. You've got your you're okay. Oh, brilliant. So, I mean, that's really nice to know just that kind of journey and obviously how much you feel ingrained with the job form as a business as well, and obviously that they make you feel wanted and loved, which is always a big thing.
Yeah.
As a growing company, that's one of the hard things, right? So you go from, you know, 30, 40 to 500 plus people. How do you make them feel valued and things like that? So it's good to hear that from yourself there.
Yeah.
So last piece, quick fire questions. They can be long form answers, right? But from highlights of job form, what's your favorite use case?
Good question. So I would say definitely the patient intake forms and how much they've done for the past 2 years for people to be able to get tested. Like, not maybe the favorite feature itself, but you know, the outcome of it was wonderful, because I was super sad and pissed about the entire situation that was going on. It became my favorite. Before that, it was conditional logic, you know, play around with ifs and elses. And because of my programmer background, I felt like I was back in the game. Obviously, very broad scheme of it, but that I would say right now, it's thankfully gone away. Hopefully, but that helped a lot of people. I know that. So grateful for all my, like, all the things we've done, all my colleagues have worked for, all the healthcare personnel. Obviously, we've done nothing compared to them. So I would say that, yeah.
Nice. Top tips for those getting started using online forms, and tips for seasoned pros trying to get the most out of this.
For the newcomers, definitely get your hands dirty. That's the way to go for, like, doing anything. You will not be able to. You can read tons and tons of pages of information. You can get lost in the help guide. But once you actually click on that create a new form button and, you know, start dragging and dropping form fields and, you know.
Well, there are 10,000 plus templates, right?
So you got 10,000 plus templates. Yeah. I mean, just pick one. Just pick one and, you know, start doing some integrations. Start using the conditional logic, start setting up reminder emails or conditional emails. Go wild with it. I mean, there's no, like, because it's free and all the features are included. Just to do a gag form for your friends, collect some funny responses, do a survey, funny survey. It's always great to see, I mean, people get the best out of JotForm once they receive an amount of submissions, because before that, they will not get the complete job form experience.
Yeah,
you need to. I mean, that's what our tool does. That gets you information. So once you start seeing those submissions rolling out in your inbox, you know, getting to those leads and, you know, making sense of that data, right? That's the most important thing. Making sense of that data. Mm-hmm. Like, what does that mean? Feedbacks. Then you will be able to, you know, enjoy JotForm the most. For the advanced users, I think you meant, you know, like the developer type of stuff, you know, programmers, or is that what you mean? Or
so I would say for those that they might even be current JotForm users, right? But they've got one JotForm, they use it, they understand it, but yeah. How do you excel? How can they be getting more from it?
Definitely by connecting the sub products. You know, like trying to use, like use Report Builder as well. Use workflow, use approvals, use like create a mobile app. Even if you don't need it, you will see, maybe you'll see a connection there. And also like I have seen some really, really extreme JotForm use cases that they created these incredible approval flows, very intricate, incredible conditional logics, you know, pages of forms, like 50 pages long form that has conditional logic inside and everything. So it always amazes me. So people, there are a lot of people who knows JotForm better than I do. That's for a fact. And there will always be a new one who knows we will know JotForm even better than those guys. Because you'll discover a new thing every single day. So even if you're advanced or a newbie, start creating forms and start using the other products. And also, if you are like in the developer type of case, like try to come up with new themes, new styles, new colors, new placements of form fields. You know, make it your own.
Make it your own and add it to the community, right? Because that just then adds to the thriving template space. Yep. Yeah. Okay. So I would say if you're getting started, just get started with a free template to, you know, start collecting data, which then allows you to make sense of data.
Yes.
And then for the season pro, I'll say stay curious and try the different features. And
if you type in JotForm blank, whatever you're looking for, I'm 99% sure that you'll be able to find a support thread, a blog post, a YouTube video, an explanatory landing page, whatever. But I'm sure that's how I do it. I mean, I don't have all the answers when it comes to the JotForm use case. Whenever somebody asks me a question, I'll say, let me Google that for you, in a sense. It's always helpful. Also, our support thread is always there. Our support personnel, really good at what they're doing. Step-by-step explanation, everything. Feel free to start a thread there as well.
That's good. Yeah, good shout out to all support teams out there.
Yeah, they're doing an amazing job. Yeah.
So, man, thank you so much. That's been great. Hopefully you enjoyed that. Is there anything else in particular you'd like to cover off before we sign off?
I loved it. I loved chatting. And, you know, as I started speaking more about JotForm, I felt like I'm not going to stop stop speaking. It's just, it's a good product. It's nice. It's getting better every day. So wonderful. Thank you for this opportunity to share our product and our Pipedrive integration and my shameless plugs along the way. It has been great for me. Thank you so much again.
So talk about those shameless plugs. Let's go through them again. So yes, find Pipedrive on the find JotForm on the Pipedrive marketplace. Go to JotForm and sign up to the newsletter to get all the latest and greatest on there. Give it a try yourself. We'll have trial links. You know, it is free to get started with 10,000 plus templates. So
if you write a JotForm and blank Pipedrive to Google, you'll be able to see all the, you know, tutorial pages and videos and everything too.
Yeah. Brilliant. So that's it for this week. If you enjoyed it as well, please consider liking, sharing, or sharing with a colleague of yours, and subscribing on any of the channels wherever you found this. It really does help. But that's it for this week. And until next time, see you later.